From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The year has brought its share of interesting happenings, and our neighbours in the Pacific Basin are experiencing the aftermath of cyclones, and Queensland is wondering what the weather will bring next. After the storm systems in the southeast part of the state, beaches have washed away and houses damaged with mud flooding as the streams overflowed. The Weather Bureau has been warning that during the La Niña, the northern parts of Australia and along the coast can expect wild weather, the mark of the summer and wet seasons. This is the usual time that we must remember all those who have touched our lives this year. Let me start by wishing our news editor, Graham, VK4BakerBaker, a very Merry Christmas and say thank you for the amazing effort in keeping WIA National News and Q News running smoothly. Good work, Graham. To those who support Graham with material and voiceover material, a big thanks and a Merry Christmas. To our listeners on radio, relays and podcasts, our very best wishes for this festive season, and we appreciate your continuing support. Thank you for all the people who enjoy radio, who take the time to register their callback each week. The numbers mean a lot in ensuring our content is reaching a responsive audience. We wish the WIA rebroadcasters and the Wireless Institute of Australia and the WIAQ the very best for Christmas, and thank them for making WIA News the success it is. For our listeners on the Gold Coast and the far north and north coasts of New South Wales, we hope that the flooding this last week has not caused too much damage, and you will be on top of things for Christmas. Just to whet the appetite, I mentioned last week the wonderful contact from North VK4 to North New Zealand. Well, this week, it has been 6 and 10 metres ringing the changes, with multiple contacts into the South American continent. Not only were the East Coast operators lucky, but some of our Kiwi colleagues were amongst the fun too. May the bands be open and the joy of Christmas surround us all. With an eye on the weather, there is the possibility that we're in for a wet Christmas, so please stay safe if you are travelling. From the Q News team, Merry Christmas all!
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. In the Brisbane area, it's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RMC Mount Cutha on 146.650 MHz.
And now for a change of pace with an occasional segment for Q News. Social scene for we Queenslanders. Here's the man with all the news. Here's Graham.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. All right, let's have a look at it, the Q News social scene. And Merry Christmas, everybody. In VK4, it's the VKCC Christmas get-together at the Norman Hotel, December 27. TARC will be counting down the minutes and seconds until 2021, utilising the original talking clock on the Townsville VHF repeater, the VK4 PQ All-Star Link and Echo Link nodes, and the VK4 MMS All-Star Link node. TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, Thursday afternoon the 21st to Tuesday afternoon the 26th of January at Bluewater. Do you want to sit an exam for the Amateur Radio Operator's Licence here in VK4? If so, and you're wishing to sit exams or even upgrade, then these can be organised. Contact the Secretary of the Sunshine Coast Amateur Radio Club for examination dates. The next one is Saturday, January 23. Deadline to advise them will be Friday, January 15. In VK2, it's the Wyong Field Day, Feb 28. The Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club will participate in the John Moyle Field Day contest March 20 and on the 21st. This at the Model Aero Club Mosquito Creek. Redfest, April 10. The Clearview Gathering, that's the place where radio amateurs meet between Rocky and Mackay, and it's one of the main revenue raisers for the Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club along with Mackay Amateur Radio Association. When is it? April 30, right through until Monday morning, May 3. Back to Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club, and it's the Theresa Creek Campout. It happens from Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May. And one worth a trip, all the way to Bendigo, it's Alara Meet 2021, October 1 to 4. Again, Merry Christmas and a much happier 2021. I'm Graham, VK4BB. Thanks, Jeff Emery, for never letting us down. And also to Gavin, VK4ZZ, who seems to be the scribe for every ham radio club north of Bundaberg. If it wasn't for Gavin, no one would know a thing that was happening up that way. So thanks again, Gavin, for consistently writing in and letting us know. One day, we're going to hear from those clubs. Okay, all the best. Take care.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.